Hi, I'm Kelly Burley along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, March 8th, and I'm pleased to report that I'm coming to you today from the President's office. Hi, Burns.
How are you, Kelly? We're good to have you over.
Great to be here, sir, and congratulations are in order this week. You and the first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, are celebrating 10 years as OSU President and First Lady. Hard to believe it will be 10 years Saturday.
I know we survived. It's been a great ride, and I hope it continues for a good time. When I never ever saw myself as a university president, but it's been a real honor, and being around 25,000 20-year-olds is a great way to live.
Well, and it has been a transformative time in the history of OSU. What are some of the things that stand out for you?
Well, we've had considerable student growth, student enrollment growth, and student success in terms of graduation rates and the like. It's very exciting to see our students pursue their dreams and then earn that degree. I really have been amazed at the talent and creativity of our students, and, of course, the incredible response of our alumni and friends to the Branding Success fundraising campaign, led by, of course, Boone Pickens. Now, as I told you, Kelly, the salutation on my fundraising letters don't all say Dear Boone. Some actually say Dear Mr. Pickens. But, no, we've had lots of alumni and friends that have stepped up and were able to raise in cash and in pledges and estate gifts a fundraising goal of $1 billion. I think we ended up at about $1.3 billion. Had more than 100,000 donors, nearly half of which were first-time donors. So if we do a good job, they probably haven't written their last check. I think we've really upgraded our facilities, built new facilities, the new business building, Henry Bellman Research Center, of course, the West End Zone at the football stadium, and so much more. Our work is progressing on the new McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. That'll open in October of 2019. With the New York Philharmonic. So still lots to do, but I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
And obviously it's a team effort, and I'm speaking specifically of your partnership with the First Cowgirl.
Indeed. Anna and I have been married almost 50 years, and for about 40 of those years, we worked on volunteer things together, but we didn't work professionally together. And of course, as a computer engineer, and I don't know anything about computers, and I was doing my legal and banking life, but it's been great. I told somebody that Ann was probably in my office on an average maybe five times a year until we came here. Now it's five times a day, which is great, and so we've really worked as a team here like we never have been able to in the past. And that has been great. And, of course, she started a lot of health initiatives. She's the one that got this place called America's Healthiest Campus. And, of course, her Pete's Pet Posse program is much beloved here and is really setting a standard for around the country. And, of course, she's the best taxi service in Stillwater in her golf cart, Clementine.
Well, Burns, on this milestone anniversary, as you reflect, what's the best part of your job?
Well, as I say, it's the students. It's being around these students, and it's so exciting to be around people whose really their whole life almost is in front of them, their hopes and dreams and creativity. That's the reason we do what we do here, and whenever things get challenging or you feel down, all you got to do is get up and walk around this campus a while, and it's truly an elixir.
The OSU campus will offer congratulations tomorrow during a reception on the Student Union Plaza at 11:30 a.m. And Burns, on behalf of everyone at KOSU, I want to extend my congratulations to you and the First Cowgirl on 10 wonderful years at OSU.
Thanks, Kelly. It's been great.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.